Good afternoon. Rayman here, star of the popular PlayStation franchise of the same name. You're listening to the Dunna Say That Word podcast, even though I've got no fucking arms or legs.
Dunna Say That What?
Right, boys, it's that time of year for the Fantasy Premier League teams. We haven't got long now. I'll read you my teams. I've got two teams for you, boys. So first one, I wanted to cover the Man United defence. I've put Onana in, cheaper than Luke Shaw. I've gone Alexander-Arnold, clearly because he's a maestro and will be getting assist and goals galore this year. Gabriel, real solid defender, aerial threat, and Stones walking into midfield. We've then got Phil Foden, because he's going to get more minutes this year for sure. Can't see anyone else that's going to take time off him now. Mahrez is gone. We've got Saka on penalties and going to get regular 90 minutes. Now, this is where it changed a little bit. I had Salah, but took him out because I feel like Jota and Diaz can probably outscore him. We've got Rashford as well on penalties. Haaland is clearly just in everybody's team. And Joe Pedro is Brighton's penalty taker. So we'll see how that one team goes. Team two, we've got Turner in goal. He's signing for Forest. He's a £4 million option. It just means that I can put more money into midfield. Alexander-Arnold, like I said before, he is just... he's the most expensive defender on the game, but he's going to get the most points this year for sure. Gabriel and Stones. Gabriel, solid. Aerial threat. Stones going into midfield. Assists. Now, we downgraded Foden for Bernardo, but I still feel I think he's going to stay. He's going to get minutes. Got Saka because 90 minutes all day long with Penos. Salah. Panos, and he's just been the best player in the game for years. Matoma, a lot of people have gone for Matoma, but he's 6.5, really, really well priced, and we'll regularly get the 90 minutes. Haaland, everybody's going to have him, so you can't really go without him. Joe Pedro, like I said, he's on penalties for Brighton, really good player. And then Darwin, because he's just so chaotic. The other reason I've not put Salah in Team 1 is because I'm thinking if you want Salah, you should really captain him, but really you're going to captain Haaland a lot more. So is it worth having that expensive player in Salah that you're not going to captain as much?